My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin questions Belinda's love for him. And does somebody have a script? And who has the upper hand? So listen and enjoy.
She goes, I never force you to do anything for it. Don't do anything if you don't want to. I go, I never said you force me. But when I love with all of my heart. It is just how I am.
Especially the Vassiola twins.
Sure, I love them. She goes, don't ignore anything. But you don't even, you don't, but you doubt even the interconnect connection.
That's funny.
That's true, I do.
You do.
That's
funny.
I go, yes, I doubt everything because I do not know anything.
You don't believe we're talking.
Listen, Tom says, cue the sad Hulk music from the end of the TV show.
I got sad music. I'll cue it.
Oh, that's great. Sad Hulk.
I go, yes, I doubt everything because I do not know anything anymore. I hate feeling this way. I just wanted you to love me. I wanted us to be a family. How can this happen if I can't trust you? She goes, do you think I would do all these things if I didn't love you? I told you the truth. I vid chat with you in the long distance. I tell you things I told nobody. I relieve my fears, dreams, and pains to you. Doubt me, and I never even doubt myself. That's how you make me feel. Now, for you guys, think about what you heard before the show.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a script.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
We've heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, you make me feel the same way about me. Maybe we are not right for each other. If you can tell me your dreams and pains, then why do you have to lie about such trivial things as birthdays and orgasms?
And both together.
Yes.
Something special, something really fun.
I think we're going to go a little long tonight. Do you guys mind?
Nope.
She goes, the birthday wasn't intentional, but even though the orgasm was, I told you my reason for it.
Wait a minute. The birthday wasn't intentional, but the blowjob was?
No, the birthday lie wasn't intentional, but the orgasm was.
Okay.
I go, she goes, you always bring things up when I think we are done with them. It makes me feel weak. I go, the birthday was intentional. You said you did it to seem younger to me. By a few months of all things, and you make me feel stupid. This is a good game of interrogate the scammer, by the way.
It's great.
But the funny thing is, you bring things up where I thought we were over with them in any relationship.
Yeah.
I'm the chick sometimes.
Because when Joanne and I fight, which is a lot, I'll tell her, we've been down this road so much we need easy pass, you know? So, yeah.
But that is one of the things that's like an unfair fighting tactic is keep bringing up old stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what I specialize with her. She goes, I wasn't too much to ask. That's what exactly why I always try to do. Then why do you come up so short? I remember everything because I cherish every word you tell me. I want to know everything about you. I feel I know nothing after all these months. She goes, is that how you feel? We don't have anything? Is that how you feel? Or is that what it is? I go, I do feel that way. How do you feel? She goes, I've opened up myself like a book to do things with you that I have never done before. I try so hard, but I guess efforts are not enough. I go, I've done the same with you. I pretended I was your pet because I trusted you implicitly. Remember I was an animal making love to her?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, God, yes.
It is interesting that she says I've done stuff that I've never done before.
I believe that might be true.
It might be true because you say...
She's video chatted.
Video chatted. You say a lot. That's what I'm alluding to. A lot of times you say, you know, she does a lot of stuff that other scammers don't do or whatever. So, little bit.
Well, yeah.
Little bit.
I go, I did that because I loved you. And on its own, it's embarrassing. But because it was with you, I was fine with it. She goes, that's exactly how I feel. But I guess the trivial matters are so hard to forgive. I don't blame you for these things. I blame myself. I go, I forgave you that you lied to me for 6 months as Agnes. I agreed to learn about Belinda. I fell in love with Belinda. Yet that person still felt the need to continue on to put on a charade instead of just being truthful. Why? Because it's money to make, stupid. No. She goes, do you sincerely think everything I say is untrue? Has that come out about because of orgasm?
No, because you were Agnes.
I go, it's not the orgasm. I go, it's because of all the lies. It is because I still think you have more secrets. Because remember, she's never told me that the guy feeds her lines.
Yep.
Nothing would make me happier than to know you are honest. Nothing would make me happier than to plan to spend my life with you. How can I possibly do that with all the little lies after the foundation of big lies?
Oh, yeah.
She goes, I don't know what to even say anymore. Things have gone on so well lately. Didn't see this happening. I guess it's my fault. Yeah, you don't know the mind of a maniac. I go, for the record, I never cared about your sexual past. Whether you'd been with a thousand guys or only one, I just wanted you to be with me. I just wanted to please you. That's all I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Notice you talking in past tense.
Mm-hmm.
That was, see, now if I was in a real relationship with someone that was long distance like this, I would be freaking out.
I know how to play the game.
Yeah, I know.
So does she.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So does she.
Who's got the upper hand so far?
It's even.
It's even.
We'll have
even.
To go to overtime.
It's even.
Yeah, going into overtime. By the way, Tom sent me a link to the said Hulk music, and he goes, you should play this in the background. So I said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do it from here. And he goes, I'm playing it on my end, and it's hilarious.
Thanks, Tom, for creating your own show.
Yes. He is fifth Mike.
He's got demoted before he was fourth.
Oh, wait a minute. I can't add.
Pip's demoting him. All right. It's your prerogative. Feel free. I don't
know.
Never
mind.
I won't. Anyway, she goes, there isn't anything. I just tried a little lie and that to put flavor in it the other time. I guess I was wrong. It won't happen again. I go, honest, Belinda is the only flavor I wanted. If I wanted a porn star, I have plenty of access to them because I write porn.
Oh, that's right. True.
She goes, that much is true. I know. You think.
You know what? You just
in all
up,
the world, yes.
You just brought up the balls on you to be calling her out on all on her this little lie when you have been lying to her for a year.
I got the biggest balls of them all.
I swear.
Anyway, she goes, I guess I have to be myself and not try to impress you. I go, when did I ever ask you to be anything but you?
And who are you?
And who are you?
Good question.
Yeah. Whoever you might be.
Who are you?
Just be that.
Who are you?
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.